Microsoft Office Word 2003 is the world's leading word processing application. It can be used to create and work with a wide variety of documents, from simple letters and memos to complex newsletters, manuals, forms, and reports. Now, before we can begin to work with Word, we obviously need to start it up, and then we need to feel comfortable in our new environment. So in this lesson, we'll start Word, and then we'll get acquainted with Word's user interface. Now, just before we actually launch the application, I want you to take a peek down here at the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, because we've got some new icons that may have appeared down here at the bottom that you're not familiar with, and they all have to do with speech recognition. We have a microphone down here that allows us to go in and set up our microphone settings. We have other speech tools that we can access for speech recognition, and we've got a help button here to help us get set up. We won't be using any of these icons in our lessons, so let's skip over that and go right into launching Word. Now we're going to do that from the bottom left-hand corner of our screen, so let's move all the way over here to the left-hand side, and we'll click on the Start button. Here's where we start everything. We even start turning off our computer from here, which kind of doesn't make sense, but everything starts from the Start button, including from all programs, Microsoft Office, and there it is at the bottom, Microsoft Office Word 2003. Now, if you've installed the Professional Edition of Microsoft Office, you'll see a whole bunch of other applications, including Publisher, PowerPoint, Outlook. And if we move up to the top, we've got a number of Office tools that are at your disposal. We're going to focus down here on Microsoft Office Word 2003, so let's give it a click. Now, with Word now up on our screen, it's time to get familiar with the various command bars, buttons, and toolbars that make up the Word window. So let's start right up here at the very top of our screen. This blue bar going across the top is our title bar, and you'll notice in the left-hand side here it says we're working on Document 1. It's a new document. The name of our file will always appear up here in the top left-hand corner. Also, Microsoft Word appears here, and that's the application that we're working with. If we move all the way over to the right-hand side of our screen, we have a few buttons that will allow us to minimize our application, restore and or maximize our application, and then we've got this red button at the very top that'll close down the entire program when we're finished using Word. Now, just below the title bar, we've got something called the menu bar. I'm going to move all the way over here to the left-hand side because you'll see that we've got a number of menu items. Now, the first item is File, then we've got Edit, View, Insert, and so on, all the way over to Help. Now, this menu bar is going to be familiar to any of you that have used any Word, WorkPerfect, any other applications that use menu bars. And they're all kind of set up in the same fashion so that if you're familiar with one, you're going to be familiar with another one. Under the menus, we've got tons of applications, so we've got features that will allow us to do absolutely everything possible in Word, and they're all found under these menu items, and they're pull-down menus. So, for example, if I click on Help, look at that, we've got a number of help options to help us get started using Word. As I scroll across the menu bar, we've got window and table options, tools, and so on. Now, a pull-down menu, when it's appearing like this, can be closed by clicking the menu item just the same way you clicked it to open it. Now, below the menu bar, we've got a couple of toolbars. And over here on the left-hand side, we've got a number of tools that actually represent menu items. So, for example, if I hover over this first one, you'll see that this is the button I'd use to create a new blank document. Well, I could find that under the File menu. And I've got Open and Save as well that are also found under the File menu. So these are really just shortcuts for going up into the menu items. As I scroll across to the end of this toolbar that we call the Standard toolbar, you'll notice there's a little drop-down button here for Toolbar Options. If I give that a click, you'll see that there's a whole bunch of other buttons that are not appearing on the Standard toolbar. Now, if there are buttons here in this list that I like to use quite often, just by clicking here, they'll automatically appear on the Standard toolbar in an area where I can see them without having to click on this drop-down. You'll see this as we move on a little bit later. Just to the right of the Standard toolbar, we have what's called the Formatting toolbar, and over here is where we do a lot of formatting. For example, if I wanted to bold text, italicize, underlined, I've got alignment buttons. All of these have to do with formatting my text in Word. And this is called the Formatting toolbar. Now, what you're looking at here is the default layout. So we've got our title bar, a menu bar, and we've got a couple of toolbars showing up, the Standard and the Formatting toolbars. And then just below that, we've got rulers showing up as well. So this ruler here is kind of telling me, you know, where my margins are, the width of my paper, and I've got another ruler over here down on the left-hand side, and it's kind of telling me as I scroll down through my documents how far down the page I am. Across the bottom of our page, now we've got some buttons that'll help us determine how we want to view our documents, and they're called the view buttons. Now, if I click on this first one, I go into what's called normal view. And just as I hover over some of these other buttons, you see I've got web layout view, print layout, outline, and there's a new one called the reading layout. We'll get into those a little bit later as well. Over on the right-hand side of our screen, now we've got what's called our vertical scroll bar. And once we've got documents that are open, especially long ones, the scroll bar comes in handy. Scroll bars are going to let us scroll down through our documents. Now, if we've got wide pages on our screen, we'd use this scroll bar down here across the bottom of our screen. This scroll bar is going to allow us to scroll left to right through wide pages. Now, for example, if you're working on an 8.5 by 14 sheet of paper and you turn it sideways, something we call landscape orientation, well, you may not be able to see the entire document on your screen, so you'll need to scroll left to right using this scroll bar. Over on the right-hand side of the screen, we've also got this pane showing up, and it is, if we look at the very top, our Getting Started task pane. Now, there are all kinds of task panes available in Microsoft Word 2003, and the one that shows up here every time we launch Word is our Getting Started task pane. And here's where we can go, for example, to connect to Microsoft Office Online. We've got an option here for getting the latest news. Again, you got to be online for that. Automatically update the list from the web. And we've got a little search window here if we need help on anything. Just below that, another little window in our Getting Started task pane. We've got the most recent documents we've worked on. We can get more, and we can go here to quickly create a new document. Now, if you remember, as we were touring our desktop here, we saw that way up in the top left corner on the standard toolbar, we had a button for creating a new document. So you're going to find out that as we go through these lessons, there are many ways to perform one task. We're going to always try and get the quickest, easiest way to do that. This task pane, like any of the others that come with Word, can be closed by clicking the little close button here in the top right corner. So let's go ahead and do that. As you're hovering over the close button, give it a click, and now you're looking at your document without any panes. All right. The very last area that we're going to look at is in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, and you'll notice that as I hover over these buttons, I've got Next Page, Browse Object, and Previous Page. When we get into some of our larger documents, it's very handy to be able to come down here and move from page to page, or to click this Select Browse Object button, and I'm going to do that right now, to list a whole bunch of options I can browse by. For example, if I have a number of tables in my document, I can come down here to Browse by Table, give it a click, and each time I click these buttons to move from the previous to the next, it's not page anymore, you'll notice it's Next Table and Previous Table. So this can really save you a lot of time when you're browsing through your documents. I'm going to switch it back here to page by giving that a click, and you'll notice as I hover now that my Browse By button is set to page.